Ah, this horrible pink pool with this surreal obscenity in it. How revolting it all was, she thought. The body, unconcerned by her presence, continued its almost imperceptible movements. The trousers billowed, swollen with air, and the hair lay gently along the surface of the water. She suddenly felt quite sick. After that, the phone calls, the busily rushing police cars and the ambulance, made the whole thing easier to cope with. The carabinieri, in their uniforms, booted and with guns in holsters, redolent of the fascist era, held no fears for her. She was well known here, a respectable English signora, widow of a man from this town, Borgo San Cristoforo. While the police rushed about, in response to barked orders, overwhelmed by the importance of this case, for a death of this sort was rare in this small town, Hilary felt herself becoming more and more removed from the whole thing, as though this farcical death in a pink pool had nothing to do with her at all. And it was true. After all, she was only a spectator. It was only chance that had involved her here, and she bitterly regretted that she had agreed to water the proctor's plants while they were away. This had made her the recipient of their favours, and thus afforded her the use of the wretched pool. It seemed, too, that it put their relationship on a false plane. They were nothing to her, not even friends. She knew nothing about them, other than what they had told her. As an English woman living in Italy, she was often thrown into intimate contact with people whom she would.